Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So former Attorney General Eric Holder says that the United States that we have come to know and love would not be recognizable under Donald Trump. Folks, it's intensifying. It's almost comical how this particular narrative or talking point seems to just be catching on, and there's got to be a memo that goes out. It's the only thing we can think of here. But yes, that's right. Everything would be wrong, and you wouldn't recognize the country. Well, I got a question for you. Do you recognize the country? do you recognize it right now? I mean, after Joe Biden and his band of merry people or whatever have had their opportunity to do all the things that they even telegraphed in the campaign that they would do. We're going to stop the oil. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And by the way, folks, I don't recognize a lot of things, because when Donald Trump left office, you know, the administration prior to Joe Biden, we weren't at war. I mean, the world, you know, we weren't seeing the wars that we were seeing that we're seeing now. We didn't have the inflation. We didn't have the major exacerbated problems now that we have at the border. So, yeah, Eric Holder, we kind of don't recognize this place either. So welcome to the program, everybody, though. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition is here. It's upon us. We've had a great week of broadcasting already. Great calls, great messages. Don't forget, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have any questions or comments for our guest, Denise Simon. In the meantime, you're welcome to go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Click on Send Kyle a Direct Message if you have a question for Denise as well during our segments here. And we appreciate it when you do that as well. So, folks, once again, it is Friday, and we're glad to be here, and we're glad to have Denise Simon with us. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we were talking earlier about this idea of the two-state solution, but there really is no solution at this point, because Hamas is never going to say, okay, we give up, or we recognize your right to live. I mean, this is a big problem.
I was watching a very old documentary last night on YouTube, and the documentary was during the end of the Bush administration. And you remember the whole Edward Snowden thing and Thin Thread and Stellar Wind on how the NSA was now gathering up all of our communications and whatnot, leading into the Patriot Act, so forth and so on. But one of the interesting, and they talked to a bunch of journalists and whatnot, and one of the moments in this documentary was showing the front page of I think a Maryland newspaper or a Boston newspaper. Anyway, it was talking about NSA. But over to the side, on the right-hand side of the front page, it said, Hamas aims to improve its image.
Okay.
Now, we're going back to 2006 or 2007. And when I saw Hamas, I went, what? And I'm looking at this thing, and of course, I couldn't read the article. But that's how long this has been a problem, mm-hmm. At least how long it's been a problem. So what's the world done about Hamas? Nobody. Nothing. Right. And it's been Israel's problem all along. you know, the one country that they all hate, it, you guys fix it. And you guys figure out how to live with them and the Palestinians.
So. Right. Well, well, but of course, this idea that where Netanyahu was talking about, they want to have security over all that area, it, no matter what, at moving forward. I mean, that's the foreseeable future. But that is going to, you think you've heard these things about, quote, occupation up to this point, then it's really going to start up that this is an occupation. Because what do you think the United Nations or other countries of the world will do if they out and out reject the so-called two-state system? I understand why they would, but the world will say, no, no, we mandate this.
Let's talk about the word occupation. Because occupation can only happen when there's an invasion.
Right.
And then it becomes an occupation. So let's look at that for a second. Does anybody remember when Soviet Union / Russia invaded Afghanistan?
Oh, yeah, 1980. Yeah.
Okay, remember that war? And they finally left in, what, 1991? But they left because of Charlie Wilson running around the world trying to gather up money to buy man pads, otherwise known as stingers, to take their aircraft out of the sky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the Mujahideen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So someone explain to me why, you know, they decided to do that in Afghanistan. Afghanistan used to be a place, going back to the Kennedy administration, and then, yes, President Kennedy actually visited Afghanistan, and women were like real women that didn't have to wear all the stuff that they're wearing, and they could, you know, go to school and all that. Okay. The same thing with Lebanon. Lebanon was a Christian country. So let's talk about occupation and militant Islam and what they're doing to countries around the world. See what I'm saying?
Let's
put things. So, you know, when you talk about tyrannical regimes, you know, I would say it's militant Islam. So maybe the discussion ought to be really Islam and then the factions of militant Islam. You know, the Sunnis at least seem to be a little bit more peacekeeping people. I shouldn't say peacekeeping, but more peaceful than the Shiites.
But, Indeed.
You know,
well, no, but you're right. But
frame the argument the right way.
Well, certainly. And, of course, they will be accused of being occupiers. They're doing that now. But last time I checked, this is historic Israel. But sometimes it just falls on deaf ears, right? All right, Denise Simon, stay right there. We are coming right back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we move through and race through the Friday edition. We're going to keep going right after this break.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Friday edition of the program. We hope that you have some great weekend plans in store. Southern California-wise, we're going to have rain in store coming in Saturday and should be heavy rain on Monday. I'll let you know how it goes. But we haven't had a lot of rain here this time of year. This time last year, though, raining almost every day, it seemed. It went on for days and days and days, and it was horribly depressing. This year, it's actually, we've had almost no rain. All right, so once again, folks, welcome back to the program, and we're going to go right back here with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And folks, do yourself a favor, head over to FoundersCode.com. Check out her articles and the great materials that she has there at FoundersCode.com. Welcome back again, Denise.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, of course, so much going on in the Middle East, but a lot going on, though, too, with the Houthis. Now, by the way, Joe Biden evidently was asked about the Houthi airstrikes. Let me play you a quick clip. It's about 10 seconds long. Listen to what Joe Biden had to say about the airstrikes. Let's listen in.
Are the airstrikes in Yemen working?
Well, when you say working, are they stopping the Houthis? No. Are they going to continue? Yes.
So I don't know if you could hear that very well because of all that helicopter noise, but it said the reporter asks, are the airstrikes working? And he says, well, you know, it depends on what you mean by working. Are they working? Are they stopping the Houthis? No. Are they going to continue? Yes. My question to you, Denise, is, again, what does Joe Biden need, like a coupon or something so that they can go in and stop the Houthis all at once or just keep bombing them because it's not working?
It's a moment of honesty, wasn't it?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. But he was off script, you know. If you mean by working, is it stopping them? No.
No. So we have two missing seals. We're not getting any kind of an update on their condition. But that seal operation was to stop and board a ship from Iran to Yemen of weapons. Okay? So that tells you, and then by the way, they were the other part of the SEAL team was able to do that and collect those weapons. So that tells you that we know precisely what is happening. And we know precisely that they're coming from Iran going to Yemen. All right. So we obviously have more good clarity in intelligence and Iran operations than just doing these strikes. I'm fine with these strikes. But you know what? We should have fixed it because we've got cargo ships that are still not going through the Red Sea and not going through the Suez Canal. And if they don't go through the Suez Canal, then they don't pay their tolls. And they don't pay their tolls to the amount of about $8 or $9 billion a year to Egypt. Then it's financially hurting Egypt. And Egypt, by the way, is trying to build a wall. In fact, they are building a wall.
Yeah, the Gaza wall. Yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So one thing leads to 10 more. So why haven't we just fixed the problem in Yemen? And I would also argue, why have we told Saudi Arabia to stand down, and why is Saudi Arabia standing down?
Very, very good question. Because, well, I mean, part of this, the short answer of all this is that because it would be a good idea to not have them stand down, it's almost like it's opposite day. You know, we'll just do everything opposite to where we would normally do under normal circumstances to fix the problem, but we just do, it's this like a bizarro world.
They're trying very hard for Biden not to be a wartime president, okay? And you can kind of tell that he didn't want to be a wartime president, and I'm not saying war in the whole conventional, definition, like, you know, Vietnam or Desert Storm 1 or 2.
Right.
But it really showed through when, with the early part of the Russian invasion into Ukraine, okay? All the things that Ukraine has sort of been getting... And I say sort of because, I mean, we hear all this money and equipment has gone to Ukraine. Well, it hasn't gotten – it all hasn't gotten there yet, okay? but anyway, why wasn't that there immediately? Remember, we're going to sanction oligarchs and we're going to sanction Russia on this and we're going to tell these businesses, blah, 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 blah. And they were what to be deterrents for Russia to stop their aggression. Stop their aggression. Oh, has that happened? No.
No, not at all. In fact, it's
gotten worse.
And we told
Iran, just stop. Remember that? Right. Lincoln said, just stop.
Or just don't. Just don't.
Secretary Austin, just don't do it. We told Iran, just don't do it. Well, none of that's working.
Well, and that's because, is it because, lack of a better term, they're not afraid of us? They know that nothing will be done. They realize that there's this, the overriding political factors are just too big for Biden, the Biden administration. And they're, as you quite rightly point out, so risk averse that they can just run amok.
Right. We left Afghanistan because we didn't want to lose another American life in Afghanistan. Well, the truth of the matter is that not one single American soldier, anybody in uniform in Afghanistan had been killed since 2020. Okay? So what do? The United States under Biden just says, okay, we're out of Afghanistan, period, end of report. It's going to be peaceful, and it's going to be organized, and it's going to be fast that we leave Afghanistan. Well, none of that happened. And it's going to be... we'll still be able to have, sites over Afghanistan because what do they call it, over the horizon?
Right. Oh, yeah. We'll just fly in. you know, from somewhere over the rainbow or something.
Well, we got over the horizon abilities everywhere, but what are we doing about it?
Right.
You know, how many times do we have to run these operations in Yemen? I mean,
it just seems to me that...
stupid.
Well, very well put. Yeah, that's right. But it just seems to me that, you know, the president of the United States actually standing there and saying, is it working? No. It seems to me that any president would never want to say that, you know, and I think it just goes to show that Biden is not formulating these policies or formulating these strategies.
He's clearly not.
Yeah.
He's clearly not. And so I keep seeing Michelle Obama, you know, don't be surprised if she shows up at the Democrat National Convention and announces her candidacy or, you know, throws her hat in the ring. You know, I don't think so. I mean, I'm hearing it more and more and more, but I just don't think so. What do you think Michelle Obama can do that's going to be any better than what Biden is doing when it comes to foreign policy? Is she going to be, would she be a wartime president? No. Would she be, does she understand what's happening in Yemen? No. Does she care about what's happening in Iran? No. It would all be social issues with her.
Oh, sure. Oh, that's right. It's almost as if there's a lack of a better term here, isolationist sort of mindset to which they try to consolidate their political power here with all of those social issues, you know, ticking off or you know, these different group boxes and things like that.
And what did they accuse Trump of when under All Things MAGA early on in his administration? They kept saying he's a nationalist. He doesn't care anything except about the United States. You know, make America first. He's a nationalist. He's an isolationist. Well, not so much.
Right.
I mean, how many presidents, you know, had the courage to facilitate a trip over to the forbidden territory of and meet personally with Kim Jong-un? Remember all that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was groundbreaking type stuff that is so far out of the norm that, you know, but sometimes that's how you get things done. You have to have some kind of, you got to break the mold somewhere. I don't mean recklessly or something that's going to precipitate a war or something like that. But, you know, famous people and movers and shakers in history are the ones that do that kind of stuff. Exactly. All right.
Well, it clearly sent a message to the rest of the world when Trump went to North Korea.
Indeed. We'll stay right there, Denise. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour. And, folks, so we'll open up the telephone lines on the other side of this short break, 949-822-7959. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. From the campaign trail to the courtroom in Manhattan this week in the new E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, the former president, Donald Trump, claims he is the victim.
And I, frankly, am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages.
A judge overseeing the trial threatened to toss Trump out Wednesday. He was accused by Carroll's lawyers of audibly attempting to influence jury members, and Judge Lewis Kaplan agreed. An appeals court decision is a big loss for Apple, for now. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling upholding the ban. So far, Apple's managed to work around the earlier restrictions by importing redesigned versions of the newest Apple Watches from overseas under approval from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening.
Friday edition is rolling along, folks, and we have a lot more to talk about as we continue here through hour number three of the program. Once again, I don't know where the time goes. It just goes, and it just literally flies by. I don't know how to explain it. But one thing we can explain, though, is that you're welcome to give us a call, 949-822-7959. We'll open up the telephone lines here in just a moment. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, you can also send us a direct message by going to kylewarrenshow.com. And welcome back again, Denise, from founderscode.com. Denise Simon.
Good morning. Thank you.
Of course. Good morning. And, you know, before we get to the caller on the line, I wanted to ask real quick, because we had some pretty good discussions earlier in the program this morning regarding Donald Trump, his age, and Nikki Haley, and some of these polls that we see that seem to indicate that that she seems to beat Biden better than Trump. Trump and Biden always within a couple of points of one another. What do you think about that? Is there any way to unify the GOP in terms of whether or not it's going to be Trump, most likely to be Trump, but if Nikki Haley begins to gain ground, would there be a possibility for a unified front?
I think there's a possibility for sure. You know, Rubio, you know, when he ran for president, we tend to forget that one. He had big issues with Trump. Cruz obviously ran for president. He had big issues with Trump. Rick Perry had big issues with Trump. He ran against him and then went to work for him in his administration, the Department of Energy. So, yeah, I mean, there is opportunity for unity at the top. Yes. The question becomes, is everybody really, truly prepared for what the left is going to do if Trump becomes president for the second time? And, you know, I went to a sawmill yesterday to get something done, and the guy that runs this little sawmill was wearing a Trump hat. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, so you're a Trump fan? And he said, no, I'm not a fan of Trump. I'm a fan of Trump's policies and platform, but I'm not a fan of Trump. And like Haley or not, she's kind of saying the same thing. Trump was the right president at the right time, but chaos follows him. Well, it's not that he caused the chaos, that she's missing that part of the conversation. He didn't cause the chaos. The left caused the chaos.
Right.
And, you know, they're already building up, you know, these colossal, they're mobilizing the forces once again, you know, to torpedo everything in a Trump administration.
Yep. Exactly.
Is the country going to come together? I mean, Trump, you know, in his speech after the Iowa caucus said, you know, we got to come together. I'm paraphrasing what he said. But it's just not going to happen. I mean, the left has become so radical when it comes to climate change, when it comes to education, when it comes to DEI and CRT and, you know, all these kinds of things.
Right.
They're so pro-government. This case before the Supreme Court on the Chevron Doctrine.
Right.
And I invite the listeners to really understand what that is. That is the regulations that have put out there. Every time a law passes, that they have to do these regulations. And you've got these unelected bureaucrats and all of these agencies that put in all of these regulations. You can and can't and can't do, and you have to pay for this and you have to pay for that. It is stifling business. And like Trump or not, he would put in, if you want to put in one regulation, you have to take out three, I think is what his thing was. And that was working pretty well for the economy.
I agree.
But absolutely, the left won't do it.
No, because it's more and more and more. That is the altar at which they worship, essentially. Well, yes. We do have some callers lining up here. We're going to go kind of lightning round here on the callers. We're going to talk first with Iron Mike. We haven't heard from Iron Mike for quite some time. So good morning, Iron Mike. Welcome to the program. You're on with Denise.
You know, I'd be interested in Denise's because I have a lot of respect for her. I look forward to her time on your radio show. But a couple of weeks ago at Mission Barbecue, I met a man 105 years old, World War II veteran, and I talked to him for quite a bit. And I couldn't get over how smart he was, how alert he was, and how quick his wit was. And that is a good sense of humor is a sign of intelligence. Anyway, the other thing is, I'm 85 years old, and that man that called in to talk about Trump too old, I tell you, if I met him, I've been kickboxing for 14 years. And I'm with the highest ranked martial artist in Canada, and Jim Graydon in Florida, who was a former world champ, and they all call me Iron Mike. They can't get over it. And I can tell you, I'll bet you I know more history than that man ever did. Now, that's only speculation, because he might be a professor of history or something. I don't know. I don't know what thing, and I don't want to, but I'd be willing to match him any day at my age.
Yeah, I hear you, because, yeah, I've met you, Iron Mike, and you're absolutely right. And so people age in different ways, or they maintain in different ways and so forth. They take care of themselves in different ways. So age in and of itself is not the factor. Absolutely. Well, we appreciate the call. Yeah.
Just one more thing. Trump went through the presidency with 3-4 hours of sleep a night, and at 3 o'clock in the morning he was doing working for the people.
That's exactly right. That's he is that kind of has that kind of constitution. There's no doubt about it at all. Well, we appreciate.
He didn't drink, and he never smoked. He never drank, and he never took drugs, and he never abused himself other than hard work. And that never killed anybody.
Indeed.
But anyway, I'd appreciate Denise's comments on that subject.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Iron Mike. Take care. We'll talk to you again real soon. All right.
And tell me what I couldn't hear the beginning of what he said. What do you want me to comment on?
He was talking about he met a couple weeks ago at Mission Barbecue. He met a veteran who's 105 years old, still sharp as a tack, and so forth.
Him.
Exactly. And then there was a caller earlier that talked about how Trump was 78, and that was the deciding factor basically for his candidacy. And there are different factors that go into this, but Iron Mike was saying he's 85. I've met Iron Mike before, and he's doing pretty good, better than I am, I'll tell you that. And so
we
age
can't put everybody in the same bucket,
right.
Okay? I don't care about anybody's age. Chronological age doesn't mean a whole lot. You could be pretty spry and really have your act together at 91 or 92 or 104. And, not everybody's the same. I mean, just look at the results and the predictions, the poll numbers, which I don't really pay a lot of attention to, between Iowa and New Hampshire. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Not all voters are the same. Not all conditions are the same. New Hampshire is a very different state than Iowa. So, it really comes down to getting government out of our lives, reducing the size of government substantially, and let people run the system.
Right. Yeah. Don't let the system run them. That's the thing. All right. Let's
head over. Which is the whole Supreme Court Dobbs decision on abortion.
Indeed. Indeed. You're right. Let's head over to line one. We got Mary in St. Pete calling in. Good morning, Mary. And we just have a little bit of time, unfortunately. What do you think?
I'll try to get it down to bullet points then. anybody ever seen an ice heat pack with the chemicals in them? That's what's going on with the weather. You have chemical ice nucleation up there in the sky. There's not a state or a country on the planet that hasn't seen the airplanes with the chemtrails behind them. That's not condensation, folks. Those are chemicals being sprayed into the sky, and who knows what else is up there. Somebody has finally managed to introduce a bill in New Hampshire, H.R. 1700, to prevent geoengineering of the weather. I would urge everyone to go to geoengineeringwatch.org and look at Dane Wigington from Mount Shasta, California. That's his home. Why would he have reason to lie about anything? And go to YouTube and watch The Dimming and watch Look Up.
Very interesting.
Because the sky and the air is for the peoples of the world.
Good point. Good point. We appreciate it, Mary. And Denise, we're heading out to the break, but we're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, of course. So you take care of yourself. Have a great one.
Yep, thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. Neil and Henderson, I'm sorry we're heading out of time, but thanks for calling, and we will talk to you, I know, again next time. So be sure to call in. Thanks again. Stay right there, everybody.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We continue through this Friday edition of the program. And we're glad that you're there. And it's been a great program so far this morning, and it's going to get better. This is one of the best segments that I always look forward to as well, because we get to talk with Chris Markowski. He's the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That is the website. You can find out more about Chris by going there. Check out his podcast, and you can also hear Chris right here on our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, at 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings and 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday afternoon. Again, right here on AM 860. 60, The Answer, and welcome back to the program, Chris. Welcome back to the program, Chris. All right, we got to see here. We're going to listen.
Kyle, I'm getting a delayed feed with you, buddy. I'm going to call you back.
Okay, I think we just fixed it. I think we just fixed it.
Okay.
There we go. All right, so welcome, Chris, and sorry about
that.
It
was like one of those row, row, row your boat things there.
Well, with all the different connections, you know, it can be a little crazy sometimes. But what is, you know, crazy, obviously, is many of the different things that we see going on in the economy. One of the things I wanted to ask you about first off this morning is the jobless claims. The jobless report looks like that has fallen to the lowest level that it's been since September of 2022. So where does that lead us? What does that mean for moving forward, and especially where, and I know you love to talk about the Fed, but where does that leave in terms of the Fed looking at the all-powerful interest rate cut, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think they're going to be a little bit more focused on the CPI and PCI numbers than they are the jobs numbers, which can be a bit fickle, as we know. You get revisions and whatnot, so... I'm not sure that they're going to be exactly so focused on that at this point in time. I think it's more about the inflation numbers.
Indeed. Well, also, you know, one of the things that we like to talk about from time to time here on the program is what's happening in China. Now, obviously, you know, we mentioned earlier in the week, I believe, you know, China's numbers that have come out, their you know, productivity numbers, but they're really always, as you say, and I believe completely, suspect. You know, we don't trust what Beijing, you know, will put out for stuff like that. But there was something I saw earlier today about the decline in the birth rates in China, declining by over 500,000. What does that portend for the Chinese economy, you know, moving forward, do you think?
Oh, it's a disaster. They have a very low birth rate. They're begging people to have kids. And again, you know, you go back to their one-child policy, and now it's just about the fact that, you know, people are not, they don't feel comfortable as far as their household finances are concerned, where they want to have kids. And, you know, the demographics are going to change drastically. The population in China is already on pace to drop significantly. But it's, you know, you're talking about numbers which, you know, within the next 100 years, it's going to be a completely different country. And, you know, so you've got India, which is going in the opposite direction. It's definitely a different dynamic in that area of the world.
Well, indeed. And certainly, you know, when we take a look at our trade with China, you know, that's, you know, all this stuff is interrelated. And if they continue to have these kinds of problems, obviously it would affect us. By the way, the Argentine president, Javier Milei, he was over in Davos. But he talked about, you know, going against socialism and things like that. I mean, this is going to be it's pretty radical stuff to go over to Europe and start talking like that. But is he onto something? I mean, obviously, where you have these kinds of governments or you have this kind of system that is just a opposite of people being able to prosper and to make their own ways rather than the government mandated type things.
Well, you just, you know, Argentina is a how-to manual and what not to do. You know, being one of the wealthiest countries in the world, you know, 100 years ago, and you could just see exactly what they did, and you know, this is where they're at today with hyperinflation and low economic growth. I mean, it's a country that has every advantage as far as natural resources are concerned and, you know, everything that goes along with that, and they blew it up. And, again, he's got a point. It's going to be a difficult change. Again, once you get people addicted to handouts and giveaways, it's tough to get them off those things. It's like a narcotic. And that's what his challenge is right now.
Well, indeed. Yeah, you're right. It does become like a narcotic and becomes an entitlement. And, you know, and you try to take it away. And then a lot of times the populace then wants to, you know, pour it on harder. You know, let's have more government, you know, intervention or more government programs or this kind of thing. In fact, it always kind of tickled me that when I think it was Obama, and I'm trying to recall correctly, but, you know, the idea that putting together the atmosphere where companies would start to hire more people. I seem to recall him saying something like, that's not a jobs program. I said, no, it's not, because we don't need to have a jobs program. Basically, if the American companies can actually start prospering and hiring people organically.
Well, yeah, you're right. Any type of program. And you already got the stupid CHIPS Act that's brand new, that the chips companies are delaying plants that they're supposed to put in and whatnot, because, you got to let the free market decide. And these companies are like, okay, but you don't have the skilled workers that we need to build these plants here. So they're put this off for years. You tinker around with the free market, this is what you get. You get waste. Every single time you see a politician with a golden shovel, I don't care if it's Donald Trump with Scott Walker with that, Foxconn plant in Wisconsin, which was a complete bust, or Biden with some chips plant nonsense, these things never work. I mean, you got to run away from those things. But let the free market decide. When I see government and public-private partnerships, I'm like, oh, there's a hole that they're going to be shoveling money into.
Indeed. And getting back to Obama just a moment, remember when he said that, well, it turned out those shovel-ready jobs weren't really so shovel-ready. And they all kind of chuckled at that. Like, that was the funniest thing ever. But yet people, I mean, when they say stuff like that, ahead of that, people start counting on that. And then we kind of see what they really think. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, any time the government starts ridiculous jobs programs or whatever it may be, they call them that, it ends up being a taxpayer black hole. And, that's consistent. Yet, politicians continue to, chime about this stuff, and people still buy into it.
Well, indeed. I saw something earlier today. There's a company called Kodiak Robotics, and they are introducing this driverless 18-wheel truck. And maybe set it out on its first route and here in 2024. I can't imagine that this is happening right now. Do you think the technology is there, or do companies have free rein to just send out literally driverless semi-trucks across the country?
I'm not familiar with this company. What they say and what they do are two different things. Again, I don't know what the regulations are with something like that. I would find that hard to believe that they're going to allow an 18-wheeler semi on the road without anybody in the driver's seat.
Exactly. At all. Yeah, it's scary stuff. I mean, gee whiz, it's hard enough to get to the grocery store, much less drive an 18-wheeler across the country with all the different things that could possibly happen. But I'd be concerned, of course, that our truck driving friends. I mean, this isn't going to be cool. I can't imagine they can just be replaced, by technology like that. It doesn't seem right.
I don't see it happening, really, quite frankly, anytime soon. I mean, Elon Musk has been promising, the driverless technology for a very long period of time, and it's still not there yet. Despite all the data that he's been able to collect, and all the Teslas on the road and everything that you have out there, there's little things you pick. Yeah, we all know. If you've been driving for a while, you pick up, and you can see where other people are going to do silly things, and you can avoid accidents. And I'm not so sure that driverless cars are able to pick up on that stuff.
I think you're exactly right, Chris Markowski. Thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you again on Monday, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
Take care, Chris Markowski. Everybody, folks, we are coming right back. Top of the hour. Heading into hour number four, hour three in the books.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.